This morning, officials announcing they have a person of interest in custody after that deadly shooting at a Brown University classroom yesterday afternoon that left two students dead and nine others injured.
We have detained a person of interest involved in yesterday's shooting.
Local law enforcement officials working alongside the FBI to detain that individual after an urgent manhunt.
There's all tips that we received. Detectives followed up on a lot of them. And again, all the resources, like the federal partners that we have.
Sources telling ABC News the person in custody is not a student at the Ivy League school. The detention came after officials released this video late last night. A man wearing dark clothing, calmly walking the streets of Providence after police say he had just left the building. The first calls of an active shooter reported just after 4 p.m. Saturday.
Today is a day that the city of Providence and the state of Rhode Island prayed would never come.
Police say a gunman entering the Barrison Hawley Engineering Building, opening fire in a classroom on the first floor as students prepared for their final exams.
In front of the sciences library on the Manning Walk, where a male shot in the back.
The doors of the building unlocked because of finals, giving the suspect access. Terrified students barricading themselves inside classrooms and ducking for cover. Receiving text messages warning them to lock doors, silence cell phones, and stay hidden.
Everyone that was in Barrison Hawley, everyone that's had to spend their nights in the sciences library barricaded. I don't think we've felt that fear ever.
Police swarming the scene, immediately entering the building. But they say the suspect exited the side of the complex before they arrived and fled on foot. Of the nine wounded, seven patients are in stable condition. One is in critical but stable condition, and one has been treated and released. Zoe Weissman is a sophomore at Brown who was also at the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, nearly 8 years ago.
I just kind of felt the same cycle of emotions I felt when I was 12 in Parkland, you know, like just the numbness.